I'm running for city council because that's what God has called me to do. I'm just trying to get done what he's asked me to get done.
All right. So let's just ask you a couple of questions that I've been asking the other candidates as well. Starting off, fiscally speaking, what kind of a rating would you give the city of Mexico and how they handle finances?
I think they do a pretty good job. You kind of nitpick when and how you spend it, but as far as overall big picture, they do an excellent job at almost everything. It's really nitpicking. If you have a complaint against the city, you're kind of nitpicking. The overall picture, they do a good job.
If you get elected to the city council, are there any specific projects that you would like to see the city council undertake?
Absolutely. I want to pursue the pipeline. That's the biggest political issue in Mexico's history, at least in our lifetime. This is something that should be talked about. We should be talking about this. This isn't something that should go away. This is something that should bring our community together, and we should be pursuing this.
Obviously, you're passionate about several ideas. You have other council members there. If you have a passionate idea, how do you get the other council members to come along with you on this?
I think if you've got a good idea, they're gonna see it, and they're gonna want to help out and be a part of it. I mean, that's if you came to me with an issue and I thought it was a good idea, yes, let's get it done. I like big ideas. I like the energy that's involved in that. And if you come to me with an idea of how to make this world better, let's do it. That's as simple as I can put it. Let's do it.
The other thing too is what would separate you out from the other candidates who are running? You're one of four.
The big difference is, they're telling you what they want to get done. They want to bring growth to Mexico. They want better jobs. They want more things for the kids to do. I'm telling you how we're going to get it done. And how we get it done is going after the pipeline. That is how we get this ball rolling, and we improve this community is we pursue them, because they wronged us with what happened there. They knew it was bad, and they failed to take the action to protect our community.
As far as COVID-19 goes, it looks like we have a light at the end of the tunnel. Things appear to be getting better within Audrain County. The positivity rates have been going down steadily. How do you think that the city of Mexico handled the whole COVID-19 pandemic?
I think Mexico's done a pretty good job. I think they could have came out and spoke a little more about it, kind of maybe gone more in depth with just how they seen it was going to unfold, or how it was unfolding, and not just, this is what you do, go wear your mask, do this, but actually kind of been more engaging with the community on how we were going to do it. My biggest thing right now is Misha. They're having a statewide convergence in Independence with the state wrestling tournament, and I'm glad they're doing that. That's a good thing. But with this basketball game, they're throwing that on top of it, and it's recklessly being done, and it's, you're asking for problems when you're doing the statewide convergence, a week-long thing through wrestling, and then when you've got an option for two host sites, which Mexico or Van Horn, you're throwing something on top of that, and you're asking for trouble right there, and it's not what's in the best interest for the kids of either team or either community and the state, because it's reckless.
Yeah, you're talking about the Missouri State High School Activities Association, and you actually told me that you called them and voiced your concerns with them. What did Misha say back to you?
I sent them emails that they weren't too happy that I brought it to their attention, because I feel like they could be liable for this. This is something that puts our entire state at risk. And if they are knowingly doing this and recklessly doing this with doing the Class 5 quarterfinal matchup on top of another of the wrestling, you're truly asking for trouble, and they needed to know about it.
Yeah, but they did respond to you?
Yes. They said they were no longer going to talk to me.
Oh,
so
okay.
But they're aware of it. They know now. So if we can, Briggs put it said it pretty well the other day at the council meeting. She said, we can't be spiking the ball at the 10-yard line. Well, that's what Misha's doing right now. They're spiking the ball. They're saying okay, because they could have. Mexico was a safer location for this playoff game.
There's no spiking the ball in basketball. That's football, right?
Absolutely.
So do you have a Facebook page, or are you making signs for your run this time? Where can people find out more about Josh Price?
I do have a Facebook page. It's Joshua Price for Mexico City Council. I'm not doing signs. They're pretty expensive. I personally feel my money is best served elsewhere with other stuff I've got going on, and just at times I feel like it's a waste of money to do signs, especially for a local election like this. I'm putting Joshua Price for Mexico City Council on my car with car chalk. So if you support me and you want to support me and do that on your car, I've got chalk. We can meet up. We can talk about issues that might be bothering you, engage a little bit, and we can car chalk it, and then we can take it off once the election's over, or leave it on if you'd like.